Blog Talk Radio.
Check 1, 2.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
All right, peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. This is where we gather on Saturdays to support the unknown, independent, underground artists, all genres, all art forms. You know, it's mostly musical talents that come hang out with me, which is okay, but I'm really, really pushing to see if I can get some authors and painters and other type of artists to call in and participate on Flavor Coffee House online radio style. I have a special guest that's going to be stopping through at some point during the Coffee House show, so I look forward to having him come through. If you've seen my post, you know who it is. Otherwise, I'm just going to hold out, and you know, you'll see when he actually calls in and raises his hand. Let's see, what direction do I want to go? I think I'm going to play a piece by Melvin Chenault out of Detroit, Michigan. This is called Obama's Groove. All right, today I'm opening up the Flavor Coffee House online radio style with a piece called Obama's Groove by Melvin Chenault, who's a dear, dear friend of John D. Green Sr., who's going to be stopping by the coffee house today. Somebody's raised their hand, so let me actually bring them in. All right, caller from the 216 area code, welcome to Flavor Coffee House.
Hi, Lady Flavor. It's Ruby D.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I just tuned in to you, and I'm only seeing the top part of the screen. I can't get in the chat.
I don't know what you need to do. The only thing that I could say is maybe refresh the screen or close out and come back in.
Yeah, I'm going to try it again.
Okay.
I'm going to try that again. But
okay.
I do want to be able to say, you know, speak with John if I can.
Do you want to hang on the line and I'll bring him in?
I sure will.
Okay, all righty. All right, John D. Green Sr., somebody's anxiously waiting for you. What do you think about that?
You gotta love that. Hey, Blake.
Yes, you do.
Hi, John.
Hey, Ruby.
How are you?
I am well. Today has been a stunning day all the way around.
Oh, I feel you. I was telling Lady Flavor that I'm only getting the top part of my screen. So I'm going to go ahead on and exit out and try to get back in there.
Okay. Well, that's a good idea. She told you about the refresh, right?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I'm not even actually at the computer. I'm just on my trusty phone.
Yeah, that's what I did. I picked up the phone. I had to hear what you had to say. You know that.
No, that's a beautiful
thing. So, Miss Ruby, before you try to, you know, like exit the phone line and go back to the computer, Miss Ruby. So why don't you tell us about, you know, your love and appreciation for John D. Green Sr.
You know what? We go back to our first encounter. I believe it was in Michigan, John.
It was
at a Brian O'Neill concert.
Yeah, it was Kalamazoo.
Right. That's where it was. And he was just, you know, John is just he wooed me without singing. Without singing, Lady Flavor, for real. He's a gentleman, you know. He was just, you know, I just saw something in him. Didn't even know who he was.
Okay.
You know, and then after that, it's, you know, from there to here. I love this guy.
Well, yeah, we can tell, you know, if anybody's online and pays attention to even just John D. Green Sr.'s page, or if you are connected to Ruby Roberts, you can tell. She has her select artists that she supports regularly, and John is amongst those. And I have to tell you, you are a blessing. You are just a pure blessing, Miss Ruby, because it is people like you that the artists need. You know,
amen.
It is one of the things that John and I talk about all the time. It's really hard to toot our own horns. You know, it is. It's hard, you know, to be out there and pump ourselves. But when you have somebody who's a fan such as yourself, and you're not doing it just because you like John as an artist, you are definitely a fan of his art. And you can tell that by the way, you know, that you post, you know, behind John. So from me, you know, as somebody who loves John also, you know, I appreciate you. I appreciate you big time. And we need so many more Ruby Roberts out there.
Oh, thank you. But, you know, I mean, even his wife and his son, they're beautiful people. They're not phony people.
Right.
You know, I love the whole family.
Oh, no, I definitely, I know that.
I love them sometimes, too.
You know what, you better be nice. You better be nice. I wouldn't want to go home to Miss Donna, turn around and have her.
I'm telling you.
Have a moment.
Have
turn around
one of them
and have
Italian
a moment.
Moments, you know, on you.
Yeah. Oh, Miss Ruby. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. All right. No,
okay.
I'm just thinking, you know, I rely on Miss Ruby quite a bit sometimes, just for when I'm not in the public eye, you know, when I'm just being me. Miss Ruby is somebody that I can contact and just talk about flowers with, you know, the weather, Cedar Point, and, you know, whatever's happening.
Okay.
I appreciate that. I like being able to step outside of who the public thinks I am to be who I am and talk
right.
to someone at that level. You know, you should know, Flav, how many times I've been your ear about things that are
entertaining
related.
We're waiting for you to make some of that, them big dollars, you know, so, you know, I can, you know, what do you call it? Bribe you, not bribe. You know, when, you know, get a payoff so I don't tell, you know, the secrets of John D. Green Sr.
No, I actually want you to tell the secrets, so that's part of the purpose.
Oh,
dude.
I was going to split it with Miss Ruby.
Oh,
you know,
wow, okay.
We might
that's
be able to go by a pair
of... That's part of knowing someone personally is that you know stuff that people don't generally know. That's
I know.
Abuse,
I just wanted
you
to pay me off. I did.
No, what I'm gonna do is once I make the real money, I'm just gonna have my chops there. And you know, who are you people? What are you doing? Oh, that's John wants to talk. He wanted to have coffee. So hop in, and we're gonna fly you there, or I might just hop over there.
Lady
okay.
Flavor, we're going to have to hold him to that one.
I know. So you're going to pick up Miss Ruby on the way, and then y'all head to Seattle, and, you know, first Miss Ruby and I, oh, bring Donna, because we all need to go get us some leopard shoes first.
Okay.
And then we can have coffee with
we'll
you properly.
In Ohio, because I get that studio of our Miss Ruby nephews, and I hang out there while you shoe shopping, because my hypocrisy goes on this so far. And I'm not sitting through a session for three women shoe shopping for no one. There are lines that I will draw, and that's the line.
Okay.
And we'll go for that.
Yeah. You could go do your thing. We'll do our thing, and then we'll meet up for coffee. And you need to bring Tannen along. So where is Tannen? He needs to really call into the show today. If you're listening, Tannen, am I saying his name right? Tannen?
Yeah, Tannen.
Okay, so if you're listening, Tannen, you really need to call into the show. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. I need a co-host to help me out with John D. Green Sr., so.
Yeah, and I need to speak with Tannen, too. I haven't heard from him in a while.
Oh, see, Tannen, Ruby Tannen. Needs to hear from you, too.
Tannen's deep. That's my brother from another mother right there. That young brother is deep.
Hey, well, you know, I don't know. All I know is he waves at me, you know. Okay, I'm waving back. Anyway, so, well, Miss Ruby, have you been able to get back into the chat room yet? Mr. Funk wants you to know that he can see you in the chat room.
He can? Well, I can't see anybody. But I haven't even tried, but I am. I'm going to do it right now.
Should I put you on hold so you can listen?
Yeah, do that.
Okay. All right.
But know that I'm here.
Okay.
Love you guys.
Thank you so much. All right.
Okay.
Is that Brian Funk play?
Yes, that's Brian Funk.
He is hanging out. He does some amazing graphics and different art. He's made me smile on numerous occasions just being him. Yeah, he's definitely someone that I appreciate. Oh, Brian Funk, and his name makes me think he could just jam. You know what I'm saying?
I know, huh? I agree. I think Mr. Funk might have some funk up in there, you know, and maybe one day he'll call into the show. You know, Mr. Funk, you really could call into the show today, too. It's 347-857-1189. You know, John would love to hear from you, and I would love to hear from you. But, you know, we love the fact that you are in the chat room with us. So, you know, you asked to come hang out with me here at the coffee house today, my good brother. So I understand you got some news for us.
You know, I got quite a bit of news, actually. It's a lot. There's a lot going on, you know.
Okay.
Personal as well as professional. You know, today I attended the Tombstone Family Reunion, which is the neighborhood in which I grew up in.
Flay,
look, you know, I'm going to hit you up after the show. But look, it was more than spectacular just to see everyone because we're all adults. But the beauty of it is the same grounds in which I grew up in the neighborhoods I played in and I ran through and rolled my – I had my son with me today. So we, you know, we took the travel van and we hopped in and threw the bikes in and did the whole – and we went there. So my son was in the same places in which I roamed. Today he roamed. It was magical.
Okay.
It was a beautiful experience, and the people and the love, you know, it was beyond words. Just being there with my little man and him seeing the people and the people seeing me that haven't seen me since, you know, all of this started, you know. So they see films, they see things, but to see me there with them there, and these are my people, you know. So I didn't have to be anyone but myself, and it was beautiful. It's beautiful. So I was, and you know, personally, that was growth in itself because, you know, I've come full circle. I'm there with my son now, I was his age playing in the same park every day that the reunion was in. You know, walking up and down the same streets and, you know, looking at the same things and the same people, actually, but a lot younger, of course, you know. That's pretty cool.
I can imagine it was a great experience for you, you know, to go back and to take your son with you. And, you know, I could imagine.
It was beautiful. It was a beautiful, and it'll be a lasting memory for me for many years to come. So, yeah, it was cool.
That's cool. So, you know, Mr. Green, your son is sounding kind of lighthearted there, you know. And I don't always get to hear you just kind of, you know, a little free there. So.
Yeah.
Is it because you got something exciting going on?
Well, I got a, you know, as you already know, you know, on air and off the air, I've been working on this CD for an official release for this CD to get it right and to do it right and to release it. Well, finally, my Perception CD has been released as a CD in its entirety, a complete CD. I'm super excited because that's been a long time coming, you know. And now it is out, it's available for purchase. I'm pretty excited about it.
I'm excited for you. You started like texting me pictures and stuff. I'm like, okay, he's serious. He's got it going on. I'm excited for you, you know, and you've got some good things going on, John, and I'm glad to feel that great energy. Anybody who knows John D. Green Sr., he can put some stuff out there. If you follow him, you're like, okay, what mood is John in today, you know, which I totally get. I totally get, you know, because I go through that stuff myself, you know, and I appreciate the fact that you keep it real, you know, because you know, people to act like things are okay all the time, it's just not that case, you know. And so I appreciate that. But I have to tell you, my friend, today the tone of your voice sounds just lovely, like music to my ears, just hearing you just be excited. You had a great day with your boy and you know, being back home and working on your own stuff again and all of that. I know that's a great experience for you.
And being on the phone with you, talking to Flavor, my mental barista over here, yeah, it's all good.
I really like that. I'm going to have to remember that one, John. You know what, John? You need to fix me a new drop for my Flavor Coffee House, and you ought to put that line in there, or a drop, or intro, an intro or something.
I can do
that. You know what? Somebody's raised their hand, John. It's not an area code that I know. So let's see who they are.
Hello?
All right, area code 856. Welcome to Flavor Coffee House with John D. Green, Sr.
How you doing? This is a Mr. Funk.
Mr. Funk!
Hey, John. Hey, Miss Flavor.
Hey,
how
Brian.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. And yourself?
It is wonderful to hear your voice, my friend. John and I love you.
Well, I love you guys, too.
Yeah, you've done some very awesome works, my brother. Very awesome works.
Thank you, John. Thanks.
You are very appreciated.
And you're in the craft of martial arts like I am, too.
Absolutely.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, you make sure you stay on the line because some of the news I'm about to hit Flavor with is all brand new, and this is right up your alley, B. So you're not going to want to go anywhere.
Okay. I'm not going anywhere.
Okay.
So we are speaking to an amazing, amazing graphic designer, Mr. Funk, out there in New Jersey, and he's done some amazing work for myself for Flavor News. He's done some endearing pieces for me as Lady Flava, and he's done some really, really beautiful kind of logo-type things, you know, fun things and just beautiful graphics for John. And so if you don't know Mr. Funk, you need to find him, too. You'll find him hitting the like buttons or posting a new graphic on our pages and all of that. So, you know, check him out and... You know, check out the work that he's done. He's got some photo albums on his page, so Brian Funk is the name you want to look for. So I'm thrilled that you called into the show.
Well, you know, Blaze has been trying to get me on here forever.
Well,
I'm glad
it finally worked.
Yeah, I told her I was probably going to come in on anyway because I knew John was having his CD debut, and... I was telling her earlier this week I probably was going to come on.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
That
and
is
everything is going, you know, your music is good, and I enjoy everything everybody's doing.
Well,
and I just like, you know, giving you guys a couple graphics here and there. And...
Well, I want you to know that it's appreciated, you know, because it's not something you have to do. You know, and so to be able to bless John and myself, you know, with these special pieces that you do, Mr. Funk, it's so appreciated, and we love you for that. So please know
that it's not
something we take for granted.
You're welcome. You do know I do play the bass guitar, right?
You know,
since the 70s. That's where I got my name from.
Well, there it is, then. Flavor, you were dead on.
See?
You know, back with the Parliament Funkadelic and Bootsy and Earth, Wind & Fire days.
Okay. So when are we going to hear some funk, Mr. Funk?
There's a possibility.
That would be a lovely thing. And I just want you to know, Eternally Blaze, we've opened up your phone line also.
Oh, I know I'm here. And
oh, I know you're here, too.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Hi, John. How are you? Congratulations on all your family and personal success. God is with
you,
and God is blessing you. So please know that and know that I am so happy for you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Look,
hi,
we got Mr. Funk on the line.
Oh, I'm getting to him, but I'm at you. So how are you? Is everything good?
Everything's lovely. I got some of my favorite people on the show today.
Oh, you are so blessed, too. You are so blessed. And I'm going to thank you later for you know what, but it's all good. Mr. Funk is in the house. Woo-hoo! For
hello.
40 years, I've been trying to get this man on the phone. But finally, he's here, and he is awesome when it comes to playing that bass. although we have to beg. I must let you know we are going to have.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. But he did. He started blessing me with those beautiful logos and signs with graphic design back when Lady Eternally Blaze was just blazing it up, thanks to Mr. Funk. And he is a wonderful, wonderful friend and wonderful person. And we are truly blessed to have him with us. So,
yes, we are.
I just want to say hi, sweetie. How are you?
Hello, hello. It's not my night. It's John's night, remember.
Well, you know, right now it's your night, brother.
Shine.
You know, Mr. Funk, we just have to take advantage of this fact that you are actually, you know, on the phone.
In the house, that's right.
We will definitely get to John.
We got you here now, B. We're going to keep you for a minute.
All right, all right.
We're just happy that you're here, Mr. Funk. You just don't know. So, yeah, don't go nowhere because we got somebody else who's raised their hand. Okay, let's see. All right, another 586 area code. Welcome to the Flavor Coffee House with John D. Green Sr. Hello. Hello, other 586 besides John D. Green Sr.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is John Green Jr.
How are you, John D. Green Jr.?
Nice, how are you?
I'm very good. It's great to hear your voice also.
Thank you.
All right. I appreciate that. So what do you have to say about your daddy being back on the radio again?
Awesome.
It's awesome. Yeah, he's a pretty awesome guy. I agree. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And so I understand that you guys had a great day today.
Yes, actually we did. We went to my father's old neighborhood.
And what was that like for you?
Well, for him, brought back some memories. For me, it was like, what? But it was fun. I got it.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. That's cool. So I understand there's a piece or two on your dad's new CD that you were a part of.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, so why don't you throw out the names of what tracks you were involved in?
Well, the first one, named Rain, we did that. That was the second one we ever did.
Okay.
That was inspired by us. And my dad forced me real hard to do that one. If I messed up, do it again, do it again, do it again.
Yeah.
It was perfect, and I was just sure. So, yeah, and then there was intro one, the first piece I ever did. I think I was like seven or something. And that was a big one. My dad almost knocked down all the pianos to get the camera. It's kind of funny. He told me that. Yeah.
He's telling us on you.
Okay.
When I first started playing music, and I first, like, found my path, I knew I was ready for the, well, musician world.
Well, you know, it just seems like, you know, LJ, that you're following in your dad's footsteps as far as, you know, all kinds of things, from the martial arts to, you know, the music to acting.
Yes, ma'am. I'm proud of it.
So I guess your dad's a really big inspiration for you.
Yeah, he is. He taught me a lot.
I think I'll kind of back up, Flav. You know, recently he did a film. He did the Lemonade Stand, and he was the primary, and I was in the background as an extra. On one of my so, you know, imagine that.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's done a bunch of films and stuff and music. And I can respect that. I mean, besides the fact that I whoop him in Dragon Ball Z a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to have to teach him tonight.
Did you really just tell the world that you whooped me in Dragon Ball Z? Did you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, I did.
Okay. All right. The gloves are coming off now, boy.
Well, you know, since we have John D. Green Sr. and LJ on the phone with us. I think I'll go ahead and play intro one.
Awesome.
Okay.
What do you think? All right. Intro run by both of the John D. Green Sr. Well, John D. Green Sr. and John D. Green Jr.
Hello?
I don't hear anyone.
Neither do I. Okay, we'll just continue on with the show.
Well, thank you for playing the song and everything. It was a great honor, and I will be going now.
Okay, buddy.
Goodbye.
Take care.
All right. Can you guys hear me? I don't know what just happened. Did everything go dead?
Yeah, it went. But you just missed the most comical exit in the history of exits.
What happened?
You missed LJ's exit. So,
oh. What did he do? What did I miss?
Well, I'd like to thank you for playing the song. It was an honor. And goodbye.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny. But all of a sudden, it just went dead on me. I'm like, okay, what happened?
It happened. You know what? They can hear it in its entirety if they order the CD. You know?
Okay. So Miss Ruby said we're back. I just want you to know that Melvin Chenault said hanging out in the chat room.
Melvin Chenault in the chat room. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, Flay? Let's just take a minute. All right?
Nope.
I'm going to take a little surreal moment. All right.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Melvin Chenault. All right. Now, it's very rare that I say a man's name and I feel passionate about saying a man's name. But I'm going to say it again. Melvin Chenault. You haven't seen it till you've seen Mel play. Hearing him play is an entirely different entity. That's a whole different experience. But to see the process is simply amazing.
Well, you know, I have always said, because there's this one video that Mel has that, you know, it's actually just his fingers playing the guitar. You can't see the rest of him. I think he's sitting on a bed or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I always have said, you've got to see this man play. It's one thing to hear it because it's simply beautiful, you know. But to watch him play and the way he uses his fingers is, like, amazing. And you and I were just talking about this the other day, John, and you had the story about Melvin's hands. I don't know if you want to share that or not.
Oh no! I'm gonna say I'm a get him every chance I get to get him. I'm cutting to him every chance I get because I witnessed the magic first, and I'm around a lot of musicians. I hear a lot of musicians play, and you already know. But I have never heard or seen anything like Melvin. Melvin's good people,
mm-hmm.
but Melvin is a cross between the sophistication of Beast. If anyone knows anything about the X-Men, and that one hand is like Wolverine. He got a really nice manicured hand, just nice hand for a man. Then he got another hand that's really, really manicured well. But he got his nails, and each one is exactly the same. They're cut and shaped and filed, but they're long. And it's like, okay, he's a vampire. That's it. Big, muscular, good-looking. He's a vampire. I get it. You know, he's full moon. There's a Twilight saga about to happen. No, it's for the guitar, to play the Spanish guitar. It's that he actually plays with his fingers. Play.
All right.
If you don't get to see anything else, this is something you have to witness. I mean, yeah, you're staring at the guitar like, is he keep doing that with his fingers?
Right.
With his fingers fast, too. Hands are fast. I'm like, man.
Yeah.
Insane. I told him one time we were playing, and I'm sitting there, and I looked over at him, and I said, hey, Mel, in my mind, I could play like that. I had a moment, you know. I said,
right. Yeah,
that's a good. In my mind, I play like that.
That's so funny. You know, when I saw the picture of you and Melvin and Rayco, is that how you say his name?
Rayco Blue, yes.
I was like, oh my gosh, they finally have met. You know, I remember saying, oh, maybe like almost, it feels like 2 years ago, but, you know, maybe not quite that long. But I said, the two of you really need to meet, you know, because you guys are in the same, you know, town pretty much, you know. And when I saw that picture, I'm like, this is amazing, and I am so missing out on it being all the way over here in Seattle, Washington.
Yeah, it was amazing. I was, you know me, I say it then, I say it now, and I'll say it always. I'm a fan first, and there are people that I am a fan of their works, you know, and I have no problem saying it. I don't have those macho issues that stop us from acknowledging someone's talents or their
right.
genius music. And Melvin's one of those people. So for like 5 seconds, now for maybe well, maybe like 9 seconds, I had to get myself in music mode and out of Melvin mode, because for a couple seconds I was like, you know, you sit and watch somebody play the guitar,
mm-hmm.
and then I had to catch myself and be like, Mr. Green, you should be on the keyboard. Oh, yeah, that's right, I'm here for it. Yeah. you know, I had a couple moments because he would do something, and I just, yeah, he didn't do that. How did he make? And then you get caught up. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes you even the... Some of us that are deemed more accomplished musicians, we have, well, at least for me, I still have moments.
Right.
Where, you know, I'm like the fan, the goofy fan, and I'm like, okay, you know, this is going to be awesome. You know, I saved up all summer for this concert type of deal.
Right.
You know, I told Reiko, man, while you were gone, I wanted to jump on your drum set. Just looked at me and started laughing. He said, why didn't you? I said, I probably would have hurt myself, man. But I wanted to. You know, it's just, they're all big, blue, and beautiful. For 5 seconds, I said, you know, I should just jump on there and do like Animal in the Muppets and do a drum roll.
Uh-huh.
No. But in my mind, it sounded like a great idea.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny. So, John, you know, since we're on this subject, they're talking about Melvin, and Melvin, I have much love and respect for you. I always have. You've been I think that you're a great person. I remember back to when you came on, you know, as a featured guest on the All Media Artist Show with me, and one day we will definitely get you back on to do another feature, you know, with me. But, John, you've got a project going on with Melvin. Can you talk about that?
No, I don't. I got two projects going on.
Okay, two projects. Okay, so can
projects.
You talk about both of those?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. You know, I've been honored to be bestowed with being the besideness of the great Melvin Chenault and Reiko Blue on the 22nd for the Dragon Films and Cornbread Productions. It's a fundraiser. It's for the film Act of Vengeance.
Mm-hmm.
800-seat Senate Theater, and we'll be gracing the stage together as a dynamic trio on the 22nd of September. And then
mm-hmm.
the 29th is that Spoken Word Billboard Award, and we'll be shutting it down together again on the 29th. And I got to tell you, Flav, after seeing these guys and being with these dynamic characters and listening to them do what they do and putting their seasonings in the pot,
mm-hmm.
I'm really, really excited.
I'm excited for you. I really wish that I could be there to witness it. So I do have a favor to ask when it comes to the Spoken Word Billboard Awards.
Okay.
I didn't know this, you know, but my dear, dear brother, friend, Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn's going to be there all the way from Seattle, Washington. You guys have to take a picture with him.
You said his name is Alvin Lloyd Alexander?
Yeah. So on Facebook, he's shortened his name to Alvin L.A. Horn.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So he's gonna be there at the, you know, I had told you that I saw his name on the list, but I didn't think he would be able to come.
Right.
And he posted the other day that he was gonna be there when I posted about you, you know, being there. I'm like, okay. So you got to take a picture with him because he's known me since I was 17 years old. So.
Okay.
He yes, I want him to take a picture with you too, Mel. The three of you guys.
Oh, absolutely.
So, that would just be so very, very special for me to have the three of you guys in a picture that I can cherish always. So I'm just really excited about that. I'm excited about those projects, John. That's just amazing. And just the idea that you and Mel are going to be working together, I'm just so thrilled. I cannot wait to get to know Reiko, too.
Yeah,
I don't know Reiko yet. I don't know.
Reiko is a volcano waiting to erupt. Reiko's the sleeper cell. Reiko is a percussionist extraordinaire. I mean, he plays everything, drums, congas, bongos, timbales, and Reiko is a force to be reckoned with. I'm really excited to have Reiko as a part of the trio because
Reiko is
a star. And here, Reiko plays for the Lord. So, you know, Reiko primarily plays every weekend, every Sunday. He plays for the Lord. But, you know, he has a life in between, you know, getting down for the Lord on Sundays. And he's dynamic in his own right. So. I'm excited about it.
I'm sure. I saw the whole setup, you know, when you guys were practicing and all the pictures. One of these days, you guys, I'm going to get out there, and we're just going to have to put on a show or something.
Okay.
When I come out that way, we're going to have to put on a special show or a jam session or a something, you know, so I can call in all my favorite people from the Detroit area to just come hang out and play music, and, you know, I can experience all of you. And you laugh.
That sounds like a great idea. I'm all for it, you know. I'm all for that.
Well, when I get the money, we're going to somehow make it happen. I want to meet Kat Orlando and her husband, Larry. I want to meet Bomani, you know. So there's some great talents, you know, out that way that I want to meet in person. So
Doc said we should all pitch in and just fly you into Michigan.
Well, you know, I have to get some leopard shoes, too, so make sure that that's in the budget also.
Work leopard shoes into the budget, baby. You should set up a GoFundMe page. Leopard shoes into the buddy. So look, I'm really excited about that. The 22nd and the 29th. It's hard to contain my excitement about the two shows. Just because, you know, it's been such a long time, and I've been so blessed and fortunate to get musicians like Melvin and Reiko to sit and, you know, bond with and mold with and gel with, and the fact that Melvin is so centered with synergy, and as am I, you know, we're all free thinkers, and it's just beautiful. I'm almost overly excited about what the end result will be, and I already know, you know, firsthand that it's going to be more than spectacular. That
of course.
Is super duper. If anyone says that anymore, I just
We can say super duper today. And
there
we
it
can
is.
Start it back up, but you guys have to film it. I mean, pictures will be great, but I really need video.
I really need video of this.
Okay.
You know, it'll definitely all be filmed because of you know, just the different aspects in which we plan to use it. So it'll all be filmed. And especially the fact that I just want to watch it over and over and over again.
Well, somebody else has raised their hand, John, so, you know, let me bring them in.
Awesome.
All right, Miss Eleanor.
Hello.
Welcome to Flava Coffee House with John D. Green Sr.
Thank you. Congratulations, John.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes, I said, oh, wow, must go in and congratulate him. Well, I am so proud of you.
Well, thank you.
As everybody else is.
Yes,
he's worked really hard to get to this
point.
Oh,
my goodness, he's come a long way.
And now he's going to be hitting the stage.
Yeah.
So with Melvin and Reiko, I cannot wait.
Right,
yeah, I feel like
right.
I'm there. I feel like, I'm seeing visuals already, and, you know, I am. I'm sitting here as we speak, like, man, okay, I'm trying to beam myself there. I just want you to know, you know, I'm trying to, like.
You're trying to, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to have a call into, you know, Spock and whoever them people are on Star Trek or whatever. Somehow we need to work this out. You know, George Jetson, you know. Somebody.
Scotty,
you know, somebody's gonna have to get me beamed over there, because I just really need to experience what I'm visualizing in my mind, you know. So I'm really, really excited. I think that's one of the best ways, too, for an artist to get out there is to perform, you know, live, you know, in front of people. And I think this is really, really going to, you know, really help you, John, in getting out there and promoting yourself, you know, having these live performances behind you.
And I'm just so excited. I think I'm more excited about who I'm performing with than I am about the performance itself, because the performance will be, you know, spectacular. But the people that I'm performing with, I mean, that's simply magical. So I'm just excited. You know me, Flav. I'm a simple dude, you know. But that to me is like, yeah, this is, you know. And how long have we talked about this? And I said, you know, 2012 will be the year of collaboration.
Right.
I got, you know, the people that I wanted to actually work with for so long, they're right beside me now. We'll be working together. So it's a, I'm excited. And then the CD being, it's just everything. It's like you said, there's timing. Remember you told me about timing? It's all timing. You were right, you know, and you know how impatient I am.
Right.
It's all about the timing, because the CD, I'm so pleased with it. And then the performances with these, you know, spectacular and talented artists, you know, I got Melvin and Rico together.
Right.
So we'll all be on one stage, you know, so I'll probably be watching them as much as I'm watching, you know, as much as the audience is watching them. So
right.
I got to be careful. Take a mental note and not do that. But
so could I make another request?
Sure.
Could y'all wear leopard shirts?
Oh, yeah, no. The only one that could probably pull off a leopard shirt would be Melvin, because he's buff. No one wants to see a leopard belly, so I'm not going to do it. I won't be doing it.
No, he didn't.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not even going to pretend that I can pull that off.
I thought y'all loved me.
We do, and part of love is honesty. You don't want to see me in no leopard anything. Just believe me right now.
I guess you have to wear a leopard muscle shirt.
Who?
So I'm just put that out there, you know. Yeah, okay.
Who, Mel?
Yeah, so I just put it in the... And I just put it out there so he could hear it, that he has to wear a leopard muscle shirt, since you keep talking about how buff he is.
The brother's buff. Yeah, don't sleep on Melvin. I mean, he's very articulate and very well-spoken. He sounds like a consummate professional, but he looks like a wrestler. The brother's buff. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so, all right. So the compromise is y'all are going to wear leopard boxers.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we still negotiating?
Yes.
Mel said
undies. I said boxers. You know, is there a difference between undies and boxers?
All of us are too old and mature to sag, so how will anyone know we're wearing them?
That's okay. I'll just know it. The little elastic band. Just, you know, have Donna, y'all just kind of like lift up your shirts a little just so I could see it. You know,
take a picture, take an app shot, take an Omarion shot with the six pack showing. Only six pack would be showing on me would be if I bring a case of beer to the show.
I didn't say that you had to go that far, okay?
You know me. If I'm going to go, I'm going to go all the way. I'm going to be standing naked on the stage in just a pair of leopard boxers.
No, and I think I could request for Alvin, too, because I believe that on my 50th birthday, when he came out to perform for my 50th, he was wearing leopard boxers and a leopard hat. So
I think
he could. That's
pretty classy.
Okay, so I just, you know, I'm putting that out there. Y'all just marinate on it. Marinate. You got a little bit of time to think on it, and, you know, and I think that you could, you know, pull that off, you know, for me. So before we go any further, you know, about, you know, talking about leopard print and all of that, how about I play another song, John? So give me a name of another song that's going to be on your new CD.
Play Rain. Could you play Rain?
Okay, let me scroll down to Rain. Did I just go past?
Okay, it? What do you have on hand?
No, let me. No, I'm gonna find it. I've just got so much music on here, and the funny thing is I think your music's in three separate areas. So, okay, I found it. So I'm gonna play "Rain" by John D. Green Sr. and John D. Green Jr. John D. Green Sr. and his son, John D. Green Jr. I just want to read you some comments in the chat room. So Mel wrote, it has a spiritual quality too, but still shows off John's chops. And then Miss Ruby said, that music talks to you, wonderful, simply wonderful.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That Rain and several other tracks were produced by SJF Music. So, you know, it's worked its way around and has been finited and heard and blessed, I guess I should say. I mean, you know, for me, the excitement is that my son, this is something else, another bonding experience between my son and myself.
Right.
So Rain is very, to me, rain, it has a whole different, it's not a depressing, oh, the rain brings me down. It's more of a life-giving rain, you know, it's growth. Thing. Rain is very, I have a sentimental attachment to rain, to that particular song. So that's why I wanted you to play Rain. I love it. I love it.
I understand. I love it, too. And the first time that I ever heard it, you know, I fell in love with that piece, and you know, and it's special too in my mind, you know, also because it's something that you were able to do with your son. And, you know, how often does something like that happen where you get to create something, you know,
together
with your child, you know, together. And I think that's just a beautiful, beautiful thing, John. So,
yes.
So we've got the new CD. That's it's officially out now?
Officially out now. They can go right to my site. All the links are there to purchase. You can go straight to my site to make the purchase.
Okay.
www.johndgreensenior.com. The PayPal link is right there. And, or, if you didn't want to do all that and you felt like you wanted to go straight through me, inbox me. Send me your information. Send you the CD. That simple.
Okay. Or you can, you know, fly out to Michigan.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
And get a copy.
Knock on my door, you know. You'd be surprised who's actually shown up here for a copy. At my house.
Yeah.
I had that little sit-down personal time with, I don't know, are you familiar with Dr. Carol Ed Thompson? Wait a minute. Author Ed Thompson, because he is now an author with a spectacular book out called Flip the Script. And we're friends, you know, he's a musician as well, and he, you know, holds his music, he's a producer. And we had a sit-down, and we got around to that topic, and, of course, the CD came up, so, yeah. He's the brother that designed the barcode for me that if you scan, did you see I was posting on Facebook the barcode?
Yeah, I don't even understand really what those are,
it's a scan app, and you can scan it, and it'll take you straight to the site. It takes you straight to my site.
Oh, okay. Because you know? Some other people have those things, and I'm like, okay, and what? Like, yeah. You know I'm technically challenged, John, so I'm like, okay, I'm supposed to do something with my phone, and I don't even know where you go on the phone to even do it.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you got to get someone young and hip to show you the thing. So I'm going to put some new news on your show because, you know, I love you.
Hi.
I love the show.
So okay.
I'm about to put some new news, all right?
Okay.
And Brian, I hope you're listening, brother, because this is right up your alley.
Should I open up Brian's phone line again?
You could. You could definitely open up Brian's phone line, a fellow martial artist.
Okay, Mr. Funk, your phone line's back open.
I'm here.
All right, Brian. So listen, bro, and everyone else, but Brian, listen, bro. I don't know if you are familiar, if you've been seeing lately, the Fast Action Cinema site that's been being posted all over Facebook. The actor, stuntman, martial artist, director, his name is Brian Howard, okay? And before that, there were little segments being posted about the Platinum Secret. Now, the Platinum Secret is a secret, but for you, just for you, Brian, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. This, I'm letting you in, just you and me, B. Fast Action Cinema is a production company. Their films are martial arts based, but here's the kicker, bro, right? All of the actors will be trained martial artists and stuntmen. So there'll be some CGI, there'll be some special effects, you know, as far as blood works and this and that, but most of it will be actor-based, actor-driven film. Jet Li, Jackie Chan come to mind. You see what I'm saying?
Nice.
The whole cast is comprised of super butt-kicking actors that are actually into our field of expertise. All right? I recently got cast in two projects. Flavor, you notice the emphasis on certain words. Projects that we will call the Platinum Secret. But you can easily go from Facebook/Fast Action Cinema, or you can go from YouTube/Fast Action Cinema to see exactly what I'm talking about. Now, I got cast in two big roles, and I'm just saying, you already know I do my own stunts, Flav. I do all my own get down. But this is all Martha, the Tom Henry film. He brought in so many black belts and so many amazing different martial artists for the film Act of Vengeance. Well, Brian Howard is bringing in all top-notch martial artists, self-defense instructor, but that are actors. So it won't suck. It's going to actually be really cool. And Fast Action Cinema is where you can get the front line on everything that's about to happen. But let me tell you, this film that is being put together now will be over the top. It will be running down the sides. Forget over the top, all right? We're the 8th. I'm leaving. You know, I'm leaving out on the 7th. We'll be gone for a couple of days. We're going up there to start the trailer footage, the teaser footage. And the cast that has been comprised just for this trailer footage could be a first-rate action film. Flay, it's okay. About to be insane, right?
Right.
It's about to be insane. I got my gym all set up. I'm already working out because I got to get back in this peak condition before I go up here, because these guys, you know, stunts, we do our stunts, you know, they're mm-hmm. what we're doing is 100% real, and they've brought in 100% real martial artists that are actors,
John,
instead of bringing in actors that are martial artists pretending.
Okay.
Any UFC fighters?
Say again?
Any UFC fighters?
Oh, man, they got UFC, MMA. As a matter of fact, the director of this particular film and the person that started the Fast Action Cinema is an MMA fighter. So it's definitely going to be something you're going to want to keep your eye on. If for nothing else but the sheer entertainment of watching real martial artists that are also actors getting down. Because, brother, we're about to get down.
I hear you.
We're about to get down. So I'm revealing that on your show first off, you know, before it gets everywhere else. And, yes, I'm in it. And you guys, all my friends, all my fans, you know how I do. I get on film and I kick major butt. So you want to see some people getting their butts kicked majorly, Fast Action Cinema, baby. This is
okay.
It.
I think we need, I think.
I got the popcorn.
Hey, yay, you're going to need some popcorn, brother, because it's going down, you know. And I was eager to jump at this when I read everything and I read through the scripts and I saw the cast and I saw that this is going to be actor-driven as opposed to some films are driven by special effects and this and that. No, this one is actor-driven, so we'll have to do what we do and make it believable. And that's my game all day. So, look. I'm really excited about it, and the
who's
cast.
Choreography? Who's doing all that?
They have a long laundry list of choreographers. The only choreographer that I personally would like to see on the set would be Tokyo Faison. Unfortunately, they haven't revealed to the public the choreographers yet because they're trying to make it a super surprise that's going to blow everyone away. But if I personally had my choice, I would either bring in the Vong Lee demo team. Well, no, it wouldn't be either. I'd bring them both. I'd bring the Vong Lee demo team and Tokyo Faison. Everyone that's anyone that knows me know I'm a huge Faison fan. That brother is super bad. Vong Lee and his team, super bad, you know. So that's my personal picks. But, hey, I'm just some actor in some film. So I don't know. And I can't reveal that at this point. But I can guarantee you it'll be choreographers that you're going to stand up and take notice to.
Well, I can definitely sense your excitement, John. I can't wait. I just, you know, I can't wait to be able to just sit down and experience you, you know, myself on the big screen. It's, you've got so much going on. I can't believe it. You came back home and look at all this stuff you got going on.
It's just time, Flav. You know, I sat up there for 3 months and I wrote and I wrote and I wrote. And I think some of the best material that's ever been written and composed by me that
mm-hmm.
I think I did within that 3 months up there. But it opened a floodgate of new materials that are being produced now, new materials that are being written and composed now. So I'm just kind of in my zone right now, you know? kind of feeling feeling myself right now.
That's some good stuff.
I'm picturing this movie already, the way you're describing it.
Brother, this movie is I guess I'm passionate about it because of the script and the writing and the passion and the real acting that has to take place. You know, I'm a sucker for a plot. You know, I like the context of the content. I like the disposition of a film. You know, I like the things that display that, you know, everything isn't about just kicking butt and I'm this hardcore killer, and I like things that matter, because in real life so many things matter, or at least they should. And mm-hmm. for me, when you can incorporate that into a film, that's what grabs me. I mean, the butt kicking and all that is nice if it's real. You know, I don't like anything to be special effects led. I like it to be real, straight up contact butt kicking, where the camera could be 3 inches and I see the effects. That, for me, makes a movie. But also, the actors, the acting, the passion, that's super important to me. That's how I decide the scripts that I'll take part in or that I'll pass up. Or sometimes if it's really strange, because, brother, I'm into some strange stuff. I like weirdism on film, but that's another show.
Well, it's time for a new martial art movie, a real down-to-earth martial art movie. It's really time for it.
Absolutely, and I think this is going to cover that plus some, because I'm really, really excited about it. I just, everything so far about it is just spectacular, from the director to the cast is just, you know, nonstop action. You know, each person brings their own character to their character. I mean, you know, you build your character as you go. You know, any good director, they allow you to build upon the character that currently exists, if that makes any sense.
Right.
And these guys have taken it a step further, man. And it's just fast action cinema. That's all I'll say on that.
I think we need a comic book on John D. Green Sr. I think.
Yeah.
All the little things.
That's why I was making his graphic like that. I was saying it myself.
Oh, that graphic is so cool, man.
I know that graphic, just like,
I don't know. Look at pictures and I just think of something in my head and it just comes out.
Mm.
That's so awesome. You know, I love your work, man. I got to post it on my page. I enjoy that, you know. For me, I grew up before all the videos and all that, when we were reading the comic books. So I'm old school. I have a special place in my heart for comics and, you know, illustrated graphics. And that to me is, you know, that's where the passion lies. So, you know,
right.
Yeah, I'm old. It's all good, though.
John, do you have anything else up your sleeve?
No, you know what, Flynn? I got a couple of other things, and they're kind of on the hush. I got about five other things, but they're kind of on the hush right now because of, you know, legalities. But I'll be revealing them real soon here to you. You know, I'll call you up and tell you I want to talk about this. And
right.
You know, I got a meeting, Team Green. We're meeting up next weekend for this brainstorming marketing strategy. That's going to be a lot of fun.
I think you need to put it on speakerphone so I can be present.
Okay, how about we do that? Seriously, it's happening next Saturday. We'll put it on speakerphone and present, because everyone will be here. You know, Cynthia, Alvin, Miss Liz, you know, and we can put you on speakerphone. We can do the whole first thing in person.
Because
you have excellent ideas.
I'd love to listen and participate.
Okay.
So
too hard to do any work.
Huh?
You don't want to listen to my group when they all get together.
I want to hear what y'all do.
They laugh.
And I need to crack the whip.
Yeah, okay. Good enough. So we'll conference you in.
If y'all don't want me to crack the whip, then make sure I don't have the number to call in.
There's nothing wrong with a little whip cracking. I mean, you know, that's part of it all.
So,
part of it all.
So Mel says, John pretends to be human, but in reality he's Zeus. And then he said bragging about hanging on Mount Olympus and such. I'm so dang jealous.
Yeah, he's funny. Now, see, Melvin, y'all, you character, you. Melvin made a couple cracks about my height, right? But mm-hmm. Melvin's like standing next to a wall, Flay. I mean, it's like, because he's not short. Melvin's actually a tall guy.
Okay.
But he's a buff, tall dude. So
yeah.
It's like, we kind of had to ride each other a little bit out here, you know, give each other the business a little bit. But Melvin, he's this wall of a man. But this very articulate, well-spoken wall of a man. So it's like,
why do you
such
keep
nice
saying
guy?
That Melvin's articulate? Would we look at him and think he wasn't or something?
No, but you would have to be in his presence. Melvin's the kind of guy that you say, he's such a great guy. Don't piss him off. He's that's Melvin all day. If you were in his presence, you would see that Melvin is a good brother.
Okay.
I would stay on his good side, you know, because you could see Melvin got a wild side to him,
okay.
In a good way, of course. See how I clean that up?
Yeah.
In a good way.
I know. Melvin, I'm going to give you my number. We need to talk afterwards. So,
yeah.
And I'm only 5 foot one and a half, so I would just be like
Lord.
A midget next to y'all, huh?
Yeah, it would be pretty bad. But it would be cute, though.
That's
where the cute factor comes in. Yeah, that would be cute. You're like,
okay.
Damn, that's a little cutie
doll. Yeah, whatever. So
wow,
Ruth,
play 5'1", I could fit you in my pocket, sweetie. In my shirt pocket. Wow.
Yeah, I don't think that'll happen. we got a little German meat on us.
Okay.
So Miss Ruby said. We're going to start calling you Superman. And then she wants you to explain the name Sir 88.
Oh, Sir 88. Okay. All right. Sir 88. That was a name. I was knighted in Oklahoma. it's a long story. I'll make it very short.
Okay.
I rode this certain bus every day in Oklahoma. I rode this certain bus. The 210 every day. And there was a lady from England on the bus every day. And she would talk to me, and she would talk always about music because I'd be writing. And she would talk to me about music and her little English accent, and, you know, very pleasant, very elderly woman, quite elderly, but very pleasant. We talk about music and she said, oh, you know, she dabbled in music in England, and she taught music, and she, you know, and that's beautiful, that's great, you know. So she said, let me listen to some of your stuff. And I thought, well, okay. So I gave her some works, and she took them, and she was gone for a few days, and I didn't see her. And when she came back, I was coming to the bus stop, and she was there, and she walked with a cane. And she said, kneel before me, and she knighted me with her cane. And knighted
Aww.
Me, Sir 88, from the music. And then she showed me all these pictures, and there were pictures of her with, like, Elton John, and pictures of her with, like, Mick Jagger. And she had been a music teacher, an acclaimed music teacher in England for many, many years.
Okay.
And a music teacher with a Land Rover. And, you know, over there, people park their vehicles and take these, like, Tulsa transits around because their transit system is very, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
So they park their vehicles in these designated lots, and they ride these transit systems around the Tulsa. So it was it was an experience, you know, to see this person, you know, on this one time, one different bus, one, you know, an encounter that turned into this thing. So, and she called me Sir 88, and she said, always think of the 8 in your mind as the infinity symbol straight up and down, because the infinity symbol is actually the opposite way. But it stuck, and I really liked that, so I kept it. So, Sir 88.
Okay. You know, and I should have asked Miss Ruby what that was all about, because I see her posting it, and I was like, okay, I'm so lost there, you know, but it doesn't take much for me to be lost. So, okay, well, I'm glad that she asked me to ask you what that was all about.
So there you go.
Okay.
And now you know.
Now I know. So how about if we play another song, John?
Flavor's choice.
Well, see, and the bad thing is I don't have the list of what's on your CD.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know what's on the CD.
See, so.
Hmm?
What do we have here? You played intro one. You have Melodocracy?
I should have Melodocracy. Let me scroll down to that section.
You got Thinking Voice on.
I know it. I should have. When I got to work, because if you guys follow me, I haven't been online.
Right.
Because I'm in transition of trying to find a house, and so I'm temporarily staying with my daughter, and there isn't internet over there. I had purchased internet. It doesn't work over there, so I've been fighting with people in India about that. They refuse to give me a refund and all. So I haven't been online. The posting I've been doing is from my phone, and it's been so very, very limited. And then I came into work yesterday, and you know where I can have internet, and it's just so busy with my kids here at work that you know I should have. And then I'm old and forgetful, and I should have thought, let me put all of John's music in one section. But I do have Melodocracy, so let me play that for you.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
right. That was Melodocracy by John D. Green Sr., who is my dear, dear friend who stopped by the coffee house today. And he's so excited, so much great news going on for him. And, you know, John, I'm happy for you. I am so happy. I can feel this great energy coming from you. I know that you're so excited about putting out your own project, you know, to some of the acting gigs that you get to do and performances that you get to do live with Reiko and Melvin Chenault. So you've got a lot of wonderful things going on for you.
Absolutely. All blessings. All blessings.
Definitely. You know, I've been seeing you and LJ hanging out in that swimming pool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I didn't get a chance. I came home and dug holes, and I had enough time to just swipe my hand in it and then hop on the plane leaving. So I never got to enjoy it until now. So
right.
I've been trying to spend a little time in there before it's time to take it all down. You know.
So you still have the weather out there?
Say again?
So you still have great weather going on out there?
Yeah, this weekend was pretty good, 86, 90, somewhere around there. So
when does the weather start changing then?
It'll probably change in the next couple of weeks here.
Okay.
It'll start, it'll settle out, and then the temperature will start dropping back into the 70s. And, you know, by around September, you know, middle of September or something, it'll start dropping down to an uncomfortable coolness, too cool
mm-hmm.
for the pool.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. Well, I saw those great pictures. I'm like, okay, another reason I'm jealous or whatever, but. You know, what can I say? You know, I live out here in beautiful Seattle, Washington, where it's very, very green. And, you know, thank God, you know, summer finally did appear for us. So I really can't complain, except that I just feel like I'm missing out on some great things going on.
Nah, you're always there, Flay. You're not missing anything. You're
well,
always there.
I'm definitely there in spirit, if nothing else. But one day, I'm going to experience you in person. I am.
Well, I await the day, and I got to tell you.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
I'm excited
definitely.
About that. And then once you do, you'll be like, dang, I can't wait till he leaves. No.
I know. Jason and I have been talking about having you come out to Seattle, you know, so I think we might have to drag Melvin Chenault with you, you know,
yeah,
out here
but,
to
you know, if you get us in Seattle, Flay, I'm going to be honest with you, you'll probably end up spending most of your time either in somewhere where we can eat or in the studio, because if I ever get that close to Black Stack, ever, it's going down. You know, that's one of my personal dreams, is to be able to collaborate with them, even if we just sit and brainstorm for like 12 hours. That's going to happen. You mark my words, that will happen. I will sit with the legendary Black Stacks, and we will collaborate. That will happen. I am willing that to be so.
You know, and I think that also. You know, I'm getting a visual here. I think that would absolutely be amazing to have you and Melvin, you know, perform with Black Stacks. You know, because Black Stacks consists of. MCs, you know, J.C. Cage and Silas Black, and then the soul singer, you know, Miss Felicia Lau. Then they have a jazz trumpeter, Owara Runga. And then to add, you know, you on keys and Mel, you know, on the guitar, I think that would be really hot.
Oh, I know it would be. I imagine that all the time. All the time. I know it would be.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
I think that.
No, I know it will be, because it will happen. As I just said, with all the powers of Zeus, I will this to be so. Thus it shall be. And there it is. So, done.
Okay, let's put the vibes out there that that's going to take place too.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, my sissy has entered the chat room. That is Spicy Ree. And then, let's see, so we've got some guests that have come to hang out. So welcome, guests. You are at the Flavor Coffee House. I'm drinking some peppermint tea today. I just want you to know. I'm kind of really digging this. I don't know if anybody else is having a beverage at the coffee house today, but personally, I'm having some peppermint tea. I hope you are enjoying my dear, dear friend John D. Green Sr. as he shares his exciting news. And again, John, tell people where they can find your CD, the name of it, where they can find it, and you know, what you hope for them to experience from it.
The name of the CD is Perceptions. You can find it at www.johndgreensenior.com. John D. Green, S-R, all one word, .com. And my hopes that they experience is I want people to be able to take a mental walk through the series of emotions that I go through while creating, and the reasons that I create the music that I create. It's a journey, if you will. Each song is a different segment of a different journey at a different pace on different pavement, if you will, different paths to arrive at this one singular place, at this mental place of comfort and stability. It's a journey. And I want people to be able to take that journey with me. This is the best way, because this is the way that I use to express my emotions as well, as you know, through music. So I want other people to be able to take the same journey with me to see how I got to this point. And
right. The
music will allow people to do that, even if only at minutes at a time. It'll allow people to take that emotional journey with me. That being my vessel for my emotions. Thus, the journey will be taken together. So it's that's what I hope. That's my hopes for the CD. I want people to be able to take this emotional journey with me and to see per track how I got to where I am in that track and why. And then I really want someone to hit me up on one of these social medias and say, hey, I listened and I got it. That would be so cool. That would be very cool.
You know, and I'm glad that you brought that up, John. That's something that I do want to address, you know, on a future artist roundtable show or something. I think that if you are supportive of an artist and you go to the point of purchasing their product, I think it would be a great, great gift for you to, you know, go back and, in a sense, write your own personal review of your experience of that product. Because, first of all, it shows that people have purchased it. And, you know, for some reason, people just like to see those numbers. You know, and then it also gives feedback that, you know, to the artist of what your experience was like, you know, when you sat down and became one with their product. And so I would encourage you, you know, if you purchase it from them on a website and they have the capability where you can leave comments about it, do that. If you purchase it off of, one of the online music stores or, you know, Amazon or something, you know, leave a review, because that really, really is helpful. Also, your comments, if you're willing to, can be used for promotional purposes, you know, for the artists. And these are things that you can do as the fan, to help support who they are. You know, one of the things that I'm growing and learning in this industry is the fact that, if you can get somebody to write about you online, that says a whole lot more than, when you see me putting a poster up about John, you know, or whatever. And so just being able to share your words, you know, is something that's really, really great. And I really encourage you to do that for John D. Green Sr. He's very, very deserving. He's worked very, very hard, you know, and, you know, and it's time, you know, for him to really, really have the spotlight put on him. He's not new to this, you know, he's not. And, you know, the reason why I support John DeGreen Sr. is he's got so much heart and soul, and he has an amazing talent. And through his talent, you know, he does help us to dig in and accept and appreciate, you know, who we are and what we might be feeling at that moment. John, I don't know if this particular track is on the CD. Is Tribal Mental Cleanse on this particular CD?
Oh, it's Tribal Mental Cleanse. Yes, it is.
It is. I want to play this particular song because this one, I have two different emotions when I listen to this one. So I'm going to play Tribal Mental Cleanse by John DeGreen Sr. Mental Cleanse by John DeGreen Sr. That's a particular piece, John. You know, I've talked about it several times on past radio shows, but it is a piece that is very, very intense. Miss Ruby said, sounds like a lot of action going on. You know, that is a deep sound. Love it. And Oh, Melvin's saying John plays super fast. You should see him in person. Too cool. But that particular piece to me is one of those pieces, no, you don't sit down and relax to it. You know, it's one of those very, very intense pieces. And I remember when I heard it, I'm like, okay, were you angry when you wrote that particular piece and created it? You know, and so it's one of those pieces for me that either allows me to own a frustration, which I think is a beautiful thing when it comes to art. And I think that art should allow you to own your own emotions. So it either, for me, it either allows me to own my frustrations, or I can flip the script and say it motivates me. You know, it's one of those pieces I could see people, see them listening to on an iPod as they're, you know, working out in a gym or something, you know, and they're pumping iron or they're doing, you know, stair step or treadmill, whatever the equipment's called, you know. And so, you know, that particular piece goes that direction for me.
And that in itself is a beautiful thing, you know. For me, the music is about owning that emotion, whatever it is. For me, I write because it's a way to own whatever the emotion is. You've heard Sky Clad Love Song. You've heard, you own the emotion at the time, you know. Some people like it and some people hate it, but the fact of the matter is we all go through these series of complex emotions, and there are often times that we don't know the root cause of the emotion. We displace the anger or the sadness or the sorrow or whatever it is because it's human nature to do so.
Right.
My music, for me, and the reason I write it and the reason I write the way that I do and compose, is because it's a moment to own that emotion, be it however joyous or painful. You can own that. In that moment, you can examine it and you can study it and you can experience it in the moment because it's yours. That's your right to do that. That emotion is yours. So why not fully explore that emotion because it is your emotion. It is a part of you. So for me, that's the sole principle and purpose of the music is to be able to own an emotion,
right.
To be able to fully experience that emotion. It's yours to do that, and it's not always a bad thing, even though sometimes the circumstance provoking it may seem bad. The emotion
right,
absolutely.
Well, I think when it comes to art, I think that, of course, you as the artist, the creator, you know, you're feeling something, you know, when you're creating it, and then we as the ones on the outside experiencing it, we may hear, see, feel something so very different than what you were feeling when you created, you know. And I think that's the beautiful thing because it's up to the interpretation of those that experience it. I think the, you know, when it comes to art, that's when you really grab people, is when you can trigger something in them, you know, to get them to feel. Then you are actually connected. I know that the whole idea of Flava News, Flava Coffee House, Lady Flava, Flava News Radio, anything that has to do with Flava, right? For me, it's all about trying to put you as artists out in front of the masses. But the thing that I would like anybody who is a fan, who becomes a consumer of the product of one of the artists, is to think about the fact that at that time of experiencing it, the artist's art, you are one. It's a very intimate relationship and connection at that moment. It's not about the masses at that time. Unless you happen to be somewhere and it's music or something and you're in a club and you're hearing it and you're all jamming together, that's right. Maybe where you would say it's a mass experience. But, you know, generally, like for me, if I'm driving in a car, I'll put in a CD or something, you know, or if I'm working around the house or whatever, you know, I'll put in a CD and listen to it. At that point, I consider that my time with the artist. And that might sound, you know, kind of bizarre that I think that direction, but I just do. I take it very personal. I take it as that one-on-one, even though I may not ever in my life meet the artist in person. that's my time with them. And so I think that's a blessing.
And I believe that's how it's meant to be. I believe each artist, or at least I like to believe that each artist makes a piece, a movement, and he makes it with the sole intent that this is a moment, even if long distance, we share this moment. This is something that I did, and this is something that you're listening to, and you will take whatever you perceive it to be from that piece, which is beautiful because each piece is open to interpretation and perception. It's yours. It's yours at that moment. Once you have it, it's yours. That sound, the movement, the melody, the arrangement, the progression, it's yours to interpret how you will. And that's the beauty of it. It's magical. It's just, man, that's a whole nother show as well.
Definitely, yeah. So Miss Ruby wants to know, what are you going to do next to top all of this?
Oh, it's in the works right now. I just can't speak on it at this second, but it's in the works right this moment. It's actually in the works, and it's going to be the end-all, be-all. Yeah, of course, until the next big thing, but this will be a pretty big thing, though. So I'm pretty pumped about everything. You know, I'm trying to cultivate a long-lasting musical relationship with Mr. Melvin Chenault, Mr. Ray Goldblue, because I am a man with plans, and I definitely want them as part of my long-term plan. So,
that's cool.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Super cool, super cool. To the people that, what else I like to say is to the people that purchase these indie artists and these artists and their beautiful works, listen to the music. Listen to each track. Give each track a chance and actually listen to it. Feel the music for what it is. You know, no more, no less. But give them a chance because more often than not, the artist that you think you know might surprise you and it'll be guaranteed pleasant surprise. So give it a chance all the way through and listen. Actually listen to what you're hearing. And, you know, I've found myself pleasantly surprised on many occasions because I took the time to listen to more than one track or two tracks or three tracks. So, yeah, that's it.
Well, you know, one of the things that I do, John, when I receive, I'm old school. I'm really old school. You know that I do this digital download thing when it comes to, you know, receiving music over the email and all of that. Of course I do that. But I really love, you know, hard copies of CDs. I love to hold it in my hand. I love to see the artwork. I love that whole experience of just feeling it, you know, on top of seeing it and being able to hear it. But one of the things that I do, and I guess it's because of, you know, doing radio and all of that, I sit with my eyes closed listening to the music.
Absolutely.
You know, because it's my way of tuning everything else out, you know, around me. Even if I'm, you know, home alone or whatever and listening, I close my eyes because I want that whole experience and I want to see where that music is going to take me. And, you know, I would encourage other people to do that too. You might be just really, really surprised. It's a very different experience, you know, than when you're just up and about and you're busy and you just kind of have some background noise going on. You know, it's just to sit, you know, and have that, you know, that experience, you know, with that artist, you know, with your eyes closed. So, you know, I'm sorry, John, go ahead.
That's it. That's it. You're completely right. That the track "Skyclad Love Song" is written, very special track, but it's written, and the intention of that song is to be listened to outside, preferably where you can either see the moon or be in the presence of the stars.
Mm-hmm.
Skyclad being a native word for being naked, love song, and the breakdowns in there that of course accompany, they complement the title of the song. There are portions in the song where it's just piano. Skyclad.
And shoot, I don't have that one.
No, you do not, because that was one of the Oklahoma series.
Wow.
That was Volvar e Respirar and the To Breathe Again song and Tulsa Transit and Skyclad Love Song. All those were written while I was away.
Mm-hmm.
Be there soon.
Okay. So, John, tell people again where they're going to have the opportunity, if they're in your area, to experience you, Melvin Chenault, and Reiko coming up very, very soon.
The first opportunity will be on the 22nd. It'll be at the Senate Theater on Michigan Avenue in Detroit, Michigan. It will be a 800-seater, and it's a fundraiser for the new film, Act of Vengeance, which I'm also in, and it's going to be spectacular. And then, of course, the big show, the Piece de Resistance, the September 29th, the Billboard Spoken Word Awards show will be gracing the stage there in Canton. That show is going to be exceptional. There's so many amazing poets and spoken word artists and musicians that are slated to perform, and I'm just so excited to be amongst them, especially with the musicians that I have been blessed to comprise. It's going to be magical. I definitely not one to miss.
And then tell people again where they can buy your CD.
Easy. www.johndgreensr.com. You go to that site on the first page. You can pay by PayPal, and or, if you're uncomfortable with that, inbox me. Contact me directly. We can make it happen. I want you to have this CD.
All right. Well, John, I thank you so much for wanting to come on the Coffee House, you know, with me. And, you know, I know that I'm kind of limited to what shows that I do right now, you know, so I appreciate you kind of working with me on this one. I'm thrilled about everything that's going on in your world. You sound great, you know, from your experience, you know, of going home today and having those great, great memories, you know, brought back to being able to share that with your son, to creating music with your son, to acting with your son, to, you know, the martial arts part that you're doing, to just so much going on in your world. It just makes me smile. It warms my heart. And, you know, I love you, my dear friend. I sincerely, sincerely do. But I believe in you, John, and I believe in your creativity. You know, and if I didn't believe in you, you know, I wouldn't be doing what I do, you know, and that's just the bottom line. You know, when I decide to put my name on somebody, it means that I believe in them, you know, and I'm not a big deal. By no means, please don't take what I'm saying like I'm some big deal. One day I wish I could be like Oprah and say, this is who you need to buy. These are the artists you need to pay attention to because I say so. One day maybe I might get a little bit of power like that, you know. But I'm proud to put my name on you, John. I really sincerely am, my friend. And never,
you are,
ever
you are
forget
on the
that.
Right path to that power, my friend. And I feel blessed, and I appreciate it, and I thank you. So you're going to call in and conference with us Saturday, right? Because it'll be
Yeah, let me know what time. I'm off. I'm off next weekend. I do have a function I'm going to. I'm going to get to see a dear, dear friend of mine I have not seen in years. And I get to meet an artist because my girlfriend is connected to this artist that I do play on my show who I've never met in person. So I'm really excited about that. But, yeah, let me know what time it is, and I definitely want to try to work that out because I would love to be a part of, you know, I consider myself a part of Team Green, you know, all the way in the Pacific Northwest, you know, so I would definitely want to be a part of, you know, and hear what, you know, everybody has to say and what the plans are and what kind of role I can play in that.
Absolutely. That sounds wonderful. Hey, thank you so much for having me on the show. I always love being here.
Well, I love having you on the show, and I love just, you know, feeling your spirit today. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. So, John, what should we close out the show with?
I have to, you know, I play Flavor's Pick again.
Huh?
We'll have to do a Flavor's Pick. You choose. Close it with your choice today.
My choice?
Your choice.
Okay, let me go back. No, I'm not going to go there. Okay. You know what? It's probably not on your CD or whatever, but you know what? I'm going to play this because this was created for me in a project that I was hoping to be able to do, and I love it. It's very endearing to me, too. So I'm going to close out today's Flavor Coffee House with John D. Green Sr. with a piece that he and his family created for me called Believe.
Believe in yourself. Believe in your own power. Believe that you can achieve. Believe your dreams will come true. Believe in your own self-worth. Believe that hope will guide you. Believe that a smile is worth a thousand words. Believe that you can do anything you set your mind to.
Hey, young world, prevent me of all the from all the pain, all the hurt, all the lies that they have told you. 'Cause I know deep inside there's a brilliance that you no longer have to hide. It's time to let your light shine.
Believe that you can do anything you set your mind to.
But first you must believe. First you must looking deep inside myself, and I realized that I could be the very best hero to me because I believe. I'm asking you to believe.
Believe your dreams will come true. Believe that hope will guide you.
Purchase it by going to www.johndgreensenior.com. He's got PayPal capabilities to purchase it. If you don't have that capability or you're not comfortable of doing it that way, just contact John DeGreen Sr. directly. He will work it out for you. It's a CD that you definitely need to experience. And once you experience, let him know what you think, okay, because that's really, really important for artists to know. So thank you so much for tuning in to Flava Coffee House Online Radio Style tonight. Take care. God bless. And help spread the word about what we're doing here at Flava News and Flava News Radio in support of unknown underground independent artists. Good night.